Forward by Martin Rank. As impossible as it sounds, everything you're about to read really happened. I don't know what brought you to this book. You might believe in the Mandela effect, the idea that time has been mysteriously changed, and that some people still remember alternate versions of history. You might believe in magic. You might have heard about a strange thing that happened online, dubbed the Monarch Papers, where thousands of people from around the world joined together to unravel mysteries, solve mind-bending puzzles, and even interact with characters, all to try and reveal the altered magic history of our world. The thing is, it's all true. Even the magic part. The characters were people like me and Cole Sumner and Deirdre Green, the young heir to Ackerley Green Publishing. This is the most complete retelling I could possibly put together, given that the events documented in the Monarch Papers spanned nearly 18 months, dozens of sites and blogs, hundreds of comments, and nearly 30,000 forum posts. Many of the sites and other online sources mentioned in the following pages no longer exist. By the end of this story, you'll understand why. I was also aggressively urged by C.J. Bernstein, author and current custodian of Ackerley Green Publishing, to tell my story, along with everything else that happened. He wanted me to share how a haunting time in my past began to collide with the strange story you're about to read. I've reluctantly obliged because I think it's important. Why? Well, because although I tried to keep my distance as a journalist and a skeptic, I was eventually drawn deep into the strange world of Ackerley Green Publishing. By choosing this book, you have also decided to pursue a truth that most are unwilling or unable to accept. And once you know everything that happened, once you know what we did and what we found, you may be surprised to find that your own life also collides with this unbelievable story. Chapter 1, 1982. I don't want to remember what we almost had, what we couldn't save. Sell. I first found magic in the charred ruins of a madhouse. Or rather, that's where magic, real magic, first found me. I remember the steps of the spiral staircase were blackened and warped from the fire. Yet somehow, the stairs still wound up to the second floor in a single, unbroken structure. The burned railing snaked along the warped metal supports, winding upward in a sickened, misshapen helix. A shaft of cold morning light shone down the center of the staircase, illuminating the plaster, ash, and scorched paper cluttered on the floor of the five-story rotunda. It felt like I was looking up from the bottom of a well. I wasn't eager to test the stairs. The fire that gutted the New York City lunatic asylum had happened after decades of neglect and only served to make them more dangerous. But I was going to have to risk it. I needed to get to the second floor. Only I wasn't exactly sure why. I wasn't even supposed to be there. No one was. The old building on Roosevelt Island, known as the Octagon because of its shape, had been condemned since not long after it closed in 1956. And even though the place was named a heritage site in 76, it was still a maze of post-fire broken glass and tetanus when I found myself there in 1982. I was offered an assignment for the Times about companies wanting to turn the sliver of island into a paradise of condominiums. I would never have entertained the idea for the story if it hadn't been for an unseasonably warm day where I'd been forced to open the only openable window in my apartment. I'd been pacing, pouring sweat, waiting for a callback from the paper about an edit I was bristling over, when the wind picked up and a charred piece of paper blew in through the window. I watched it flit across the room and land on the counter of the kitchenette, onto an open page of my notepad. It was a piece of an illegible letter written decades prior. All I could read was the name of the asylum on the letterhead. A wind had picked it up from the corpse of the ruin, carried it down the East River, and dropped it into the apartment of the man assigned to report about it.